Roman numeral 2, the high peak of the divine revelation, the diamond in the books of the Bible, is the revelation that in Christ God has become man in order that man might become God in life and nature, but not in the Godhead. Ephesians 3:17, that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith. A. God becoming man and man becoming God is the economy of God. 1 Timothy 1:4, nor to give heed to myths and unending genealogies, which produce questionings, rather than God's economy, which is in faith. B. God's eternal economy is to make man the same as he is in life and nature, but not in the Godhead, and to make himself one with man, and man one with him, thus to be enlarged and expanded in his expression, that all his divine attributes may be expressed in human virtues. Ephesians 1:10, unto the economy of the fullness of the times, to head up all things in Christ, the things in the heavens and the things on the earth, in him. Ephesians 3:9, and to enlighten all, that they may see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things. 1. God's good pleasure is to be one with man, and to make man the same as he is in life and nature, but not in the Godhead. Ephesians 1:5, predestinating us unto sonship through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. 2. God became man in order to have a mass reproduction of himself and thereby to produce a new kind, God-mankind. John 12:24, truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. C. For the fulfillment of God's economy, we need God to build himself in Christ into us as our life, our nature, and our constitution, to make us God in life and nature, but not in the Godhead. D. God became man through incarnation. Man becomes God through regeneration, sanctification, renewing, transformation, conformation, and glorification.